This is Larry Glover Live. Your chance to talk about the cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com.
Well, good evening, everybody, and welcome to our program here on Larry Glover Live. Thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. We've got lines open, 253-5959-590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Welcome to our program. It's the Tuesday night edition of our show. We'll talk a little Kentucky football, as you might imagine. Open topic, first hour. We got Jeff Drummond joining us coming up at 7:05. And then we've got Mark Story from the Lexington Herald coming up at 7:35. We're going to talk to him about his article about Mark Stoops. If you bought at Stoops, you bought the assistant coaches, what it would cost. We'll also debate the issue of is it a smart financial move to do so. We'll do that coming up over the course of the program tonight, and we'll do that with Mark Story coming up at 7:35. Tonight's program, as always, brought to you by Jack King Ford. Time for the final Jack King Ford Certified Pre-Owned Sales Event of the year. Now through October 3rd, take advantage of 1.9% APR for 66 months on the Focus, Fusion, Escape, and the F-150, 2.9% on all other certified pre-owned vehicles. If a new Ford is what you're looking for, come to Jack King Ford and check out their huge selection of 2016 and 17 vehicles. New is Ford, the brand more people buy again and again. Shop Jack King Ford online at kingford.com or stop by the showroom. It's the season to drive, and your drive is only 5 minutes to them from New Circle Road. It's Jack King Ford. As we say, we'll talk lots of Kentucky football. This is a little off base. This is kind of a little bit of a weird moment, and we'll get to your calls here in just a moment. I won't take a lot of the time. We all, when we do something for a living, or we put something in emotions or passion to something, whether it be Kentucky basketball, your dads and your grandfathers maybe kind of grew up or weaned on the Kentucky basketball through Adolph Rupp or maybe even Kaywood Ledford. And for us Gen Xers, I'm not a baby boomer. I guess I'm a Gen Xer. I don't know. I can't keep track of all that stuff. But at any rate, also you can add Oscar Combs into that. They kind of helped stoke the fires of that love affair with a particular team or a particular sport that has so greatly enhanced our lives. One of the guys that really has done that for me is Vince Scully. Vince Scully will retire on October 2nd. Now, I know you might be saying, well, isn't it? The Dodgers, they can make it the playoffs. A story out today, Vince Scully will not call the playoff games. I don't get that. So it'll be it, October 2nd. You're talking about a career that spans 67 seasons. I mean, can you imagine? I mean, there are people in their 70s. There are people in their 80s that have never listened to a Dodger. I mean, you have Dodger fans in their 80s that have never listened to a Dodgers game where Vince Scully wasn't broadcasting it. I mean, think about that for just a second. Kaywood Ledford called Kentucky basketball for 39 years? Vince Scully's going to call it for Dodger baseball an extra 28. I mean, you could have Kaywood Ledford's career almost twice over in the time. And there's just something about the love affair that's created for fans. And I will say this, young fans, they'll never experience this. And those of you that are my age that have, laid in their parents' bed or sat in a car on top of a mountaintop in the middle of the winter trying to get that dial just right, just tuned perfectly to listen to Kaywood and Ruff down in Stokely or to follow the cats in Starkville or wherever the cats may be. The broadcaster, the radio guy, was the conduit. It was sort of the vehicle that sort of took you on that journey and that love affair. It just there's something about it. And those of you that are Kentucky fans, you know that through Kay Wood. You know that maybe even, and I think Oscar would understand. I don't know that I include Oscar in that, just because I think there's an intimacy that comes with the radio. You could be anywhere. You could be laying in bed. You could be in your car. You could be curled up in a corner, you know, while your family's watching TV in another room, just so you hear the game. You know, Marty and Joe were that way for me growing up, and I came to love Vinny later in life because I didn't really hear him much, obviously. But hearing him on the playoff games on, you know, whether it be NBC Radio or wherever it may be, you know, I got a chance to really hear him. Of course, he was on television, too. And I remember I went to Dodger Stadium about 15 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but it's been a long time. I guess it was, it's been about 13, 14 years ago, maybe even 15 years ago. I don't know. But I went to Dodger Stadium, and I had great seats. I had a friend of mine work for the Dodgers, and she got me a seat in the Dodgers suite. So, man, I was even great food. Had great seat. I mean, I sit next to the guy that produces The Bachelor. I mean, and I was never asked to be on The Bachelor, as you might expect. But I walked around the stadium at night, and I went up to the gift shop, the souvenir shop. And then, by the way, it's at the very top of the stadium. It's literally, imagine at Old Riverfront, it would be in the red seats. It's way at the very top of the stadium. And I went up there, and I was looking around, and the TV was on, and Vin was calling the game on television. And I literally sat there and watched three innings until he signed off TV and went to radio before I went back to my seat again. It was just remarkable. And, of course, he had great influence on me. It was a better broadcaster on his first day doing baseball than I ever was. But there was an influence there that sort of caused me to sort of think about a little bit about how to do it, you know, and of course there's no greater person to emulate, and a great person as well. And I know Kentucky fans feel the same way about Vin Scully, my brother Kaywood Ledford, and I know Reds fans feel the same way about Marty Brenneman, and Marty's that to me as well. I think the thing that strikes me, and the reason why I guess I've gotten into this a little bit, is because just the way fans follow teams today, it's different today. You know, there's so many blogs and so many talk shows like ours. I'll admit, so many newspapers, you know, weekly rags, cable television. Tom Leach is a good friend of mine. I don't know how many people listen to the games anymore, to be honest with you. I mean, I think Tom and Mike do a good job on basketball. And I actually, truthfully, listen to a lot more of Tom and Jeff Pecoro, because when I leave the stadium. And after a home game, I leave in the third quarter. I listen to the fourth quarter in the car to Tom and Jeff. And they're terrific. They're really, really good. It's just that everyone watches them on television now. There's no incentive to turn on the radio, really. I know there's a lot of people that maybe sort of find there's a little gadget. There's actually a feature on televisions now where you can slow down the feed so that it syncs up with the radio, which I think is a terrific feature, but. Yeah, I know when I was in minor league baseball, and I would talk to young broadcasters about, you know, who their favorite announcers were. And they all would say, you know, like Dan Shulman or some guy that, you know, local guy that they grew up following. And they were all TV guys. They weren't radio guys. And I don't think there's the intimacy. There's not the familiarity with TV guys that you have with radio guys. There's just something about tuning in every single night, and you get to know them a little bit, your personalities, and you know, listen to Marty and Joe talk about their tomato patches, and there used to be like Marty and Joe's kettle cooked potato chips, you know, things like that. You know, just there's something about that connection with radio. I think we have it on our program to a certain degree, maybe not quite to, well, I'm certain not quite to the degree that Dodger fans might with Vinny, or Reds fans might not with Marty, and certainly Kentucky fans growing up with Kaywood. Kaywood died 15 years ago, earlier this week, I think. 15 years ago. And, or maybe it was, actually, I think it was maybe last week. And, there's sort of a connection with you, sort of just bring you along for the ride, you know. And I think people who are longtime listeners of our program probably have a little bit of a feeling of that they know me. And I think I have a feeling of that I know them as well. And that's kind of what I'm talking about. It's kind of like friendships with people we've never met in a lot of ways. You know, I know when I did baseball, what I wanted to, I tried to create was just this feeling that you're just hanging out with buddies, talking, watching a game and talking about it, you know. And I've never wanted my show or a game that I've done to feel like I'm preaching to people or lecturing them. And if that's how it comes across, then I failed. I've always wanted it to feel like we're friends. It's always been kind of my pursuit. 253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Also via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com. So that's kind of what But as I was getting ready for the show, I just saw the story about Vin Scully that he's not going to do playoff games. And it just kind of sad for me. You know, I've always wanted to I guess I kept feeling like that I would listen to, you know, like a playoff game, or maybe the Dodgers could win the World Series and hear him call one more World Series championship. I always thought that would be kind of cool. But he said today that October 2nd at San Francisco, and that's it. So I know what I'll be doing on October 2nd. When that game is being played, I'll be tuning in to hear Vin Scully sign off one last time. It'll be so much fun. All right, 253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Zach, I've made a terrible blunder here. I had the audacity to download and install my new software for my phone and my computer, and I guess I just didn't realize it was going to take like 37 minutes. So I may be calling you from a different phone here just a minute to get our phone, our callers lined up. So I apologize about that. I looked down. That's the reason we're not doing Facebook Live either. It's like, because I thought it would get downloaded quicker than it has. And I downloaded my computer, and it was like it'll be downloaded and installed in 34 minutes. I'm thinking, oh, my God, are you kidding me? So I'll be calling you here in a second because my computer's down because I'm downloading new software. So I'm very sorry about that. All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to some calls and some comments after the break here on Larry Glover Live. Tonight's program is always presented by Jack Hayford, and our monologue is sponsored by our friends at LA1 Kentucky Soft Drink. Back for more here on Larry Glover Live.
You'll know you're supposed to not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. Just to hook up, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
yeah, step your game up. Now what's the name?
All sports. If you see it on the field, if you see it on the court,
pick it up at all sports. Pick it up at all sports.
All sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children.
Love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
News, weather, sports, traffic,
the most interesting guests, and plenty of Patty.
Martha Stewart and Snoop Dogg,
yeah.
I'm not making this up, hosting a celebrity dinner party. That is the silliest thing I think I ever heard. Why would Snoop think that's a good idea? I mean, is he high?
Jack Patty and the Lexington Morning News. Your morning, it starts at 6 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Being a foster grandparent has definitely given me a purpose in life.
I'm a bad student because of her.
Foster grandparents are role models, tutors, and friends to children with exceptional needs.
So we go into the classroom and work with those children who are not quite up to their grade level.
Best part of being a foster grandparent volunteer, watching the light light up in the kids' eyes.
And you can see their success, and it's really rewarding.
I am so proud of the work that I do here.
It is the best feeling in the world.
She helps me with reading sometimes.
I love Grandma Lydia.
Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma Carol.
Thanks, Grandma Jen, for helping me.
I'm living again, and the foster grandparent did that for me. It's the best part of my life.
To learn more about how to become a foster grandparent and help children in need, call 1-800-942-2677 or visit SeniorCorps at nationalservice.gov.
Hello, News Talk listener. I have a special offer for you from American Pool and Spa. How would you like to be sitting in the warm, relaxing, and highly beneficial swirling waters of your own hot spring spa? During the factory rebate sales event, September 9th through the 19th, you'll receive a $1,000 instant rebate on all High Life Collection spas. That's big savings on the world's best-selling hot tub, and it's instant. Hurry into American Pool and Spa on the Eastern Bypass next to Kohl's in Richmond. Offer ends September 19th. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details.
Luxury doesn't happen by accident. It takes expertise and attention to detail. Scheller Automotive deals in luxury. Mercedes, Land Rover, Porsche, BMW, Jaguar. Scheller has over 50 years of experience fixing and maintaining luxury vehicles. And Scheller has the only factory-trained Mercedes technicians in the market. Call 225-6277 or SchellerAutoRepairLexington.com. We can do it all. So make us your first and only call.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Today, people will wake up, and before the day is over, their life will be changed forever. There will be no time to prepare for life after today. Car crashes can't be predicted. They just happen. A workplace injury is the furthest thing from your mind. Most medical procedures go off with perfection, a few with disastrous results. For over 30 years, I've met you after the unforeseen has become a terrible reality. The law firm you choose to prepare you for life after today may well be the most important decision you ever make. All law firms are not the same. The insurance company knows who will take your case to trial and who won't. Expertise, results, and reputation should guide you in your choice. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn more about us. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Now back to the calls on Larry Glover Live on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, so welcome back to our program. Open topic first hour. Got Jeff Drummond with practice update at 7:05. I'm going to talk to Mark Story, who wrote an article kind of breaking down what a buyout might mean for Kentucky financially if they wanted to go in that direction. It's more than just to Mark Stoops' 12 mil. It's closer to 17, almost 17.8, I think. It's a lot of money, a lot of cash, obviously. But again, you lose 14, 15, 20% more of your season ticket holders. That's how many millions of dollars is that? So it's an interesting conversation. All right, let's go to the phones. And we got Larry Holding. He's next. Larry, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
All right, Larry. I got a laugh, and you said you was going to get right to this. Anyway, I'll let it go. Hey,
all right.
I was wanting to throw this by you. I know that we already got a coach here, and I wish him well. But I mean, I know that you was one of the guys who probably didn't want Petrino, but okay, just have an open mind. You think if he would have been here, I like to throw this out to people. In my opinion, I think we would have done been to a bowl, and I think we might have had Teddy Bridgewater playing for us. And, of course, Petrino wanted this job. And I think about at the time, I think they said about 50% of the calls, people wanted him. Of course, you know, his character and all. But I tell you what, since he's been to Louisville, he hasn't got any problems. And his kids, we have more rest than they've had. So, you know, I mean, you know, I know the guy has a past and what he's done, but, you know, there's a time, you know, if you got to think, well, maybe all people ought to let it go. You know, I tell you one thing, I would take Petrino right now over Patino if either one of them came back of the two. But
I will say this, Larry,
what do you think? You know, we might have had this Bridgewater kid up here, you know.
Well, I don't think you'd have Teddy. I don't think you'd have Teddy because Teddy's been gone for a couple of years already.
We'd had this.
Teddy was recruited by Charlie Strong.
It's Jackson kid. I'm wrong.
Lamar Jackson.
Had him.
Yeah. All right. A couple things, Larry. First of all, I think that if Mark, I got something buzzing around my head there. Sorry about that. If Bobby Petrino were the coach at the University of Kentucky right now, I guarantee you their record would be better than 0-2 right now. I think that if Bobby Petrino were the coach at Kentucky, I think Kentucky would have been in a bowl last year. I think they very likely would have been in a bowl the last couple of years. There's no debating. I mean, there's no argument to be had that Bobby Petrino is not a better coach than Mark Stoops. I mean, you can't even argue that. Okay, I'm not a big Bobby Petrino fan, but you got to admit he's had a pretty, I think, sort of uneventful run at Louisville the second time around. So he deserves credit for that. Hold on, Larry, let me finish. He's had a pretty uneventful run. If he were at the University of Kentucky right now, there's no question in my mind that they beat Southern Miss, and they beat Southern Miss going away. And I think the Florida game would have been much more competitive. Bobby Petrino, if he wasn't such a screw-up, he would be at one of the landmark and benchmark college football programs right now. He might be, you know, maybe not in Alabama because Saban would have been there longer. But you know, let's say that he went to Auburn when they tried to usher him away from Louisville. Then Auburn would have more than one national championship. I'll put it another way. Let's say Lynn Swann, the new AD at Southern Cal, blows out Clay Helton at the end of this year. Because I think Helton only got a 2-year deal, maybe a 3-year deal. Let's say they blow him out. And they got Bobby Petrino to come to Los Angeles. Southern Cal would be back in the national playoffs quickly.
Well, Larry, let me tell you something. You remember, yeah. It ain't been, of course, maybe this is your time. You remember that they were giving away tickets years ago.
At Kroger. Yeah,
they were giving away. And you look now, they got game day. They're in the top 10. I mean, you know, I tell you what, they got a lot of stuff going there. They're expanding their stadium. You know, Kentucky is getting smaller in the crowd because they're so darn angry at all this stuff going on here. And I like Mark Stoops, but, you know, the fact, sorry, is that Bobby Petrino, if they would have took a chance on him, you know, and I know a lot of people's going to call in and give me down the road over this, but I tell you what, desperate times sometimes takes desperate measures. Kentucky's had 100 years of this kind of losing.
Larry, I got to get back. I got 5 other calls to get to. I don't disagree with you. I think if Bobby Petrino were the coach at Kentucky, Kentucky would be, at least on the field anyway, at a better place. Now, you can argue about the ethical angle of hiring Bobby Petrino, but in terms of product on the field, Kentucky would be far ahead of where they are right now, no question about it. Let's go to Bobby next up before the break. Bobby, welcome to the show.
Larry, how you doing?
Good.
First off, with the Kentucky-Florida game, it was saying it was terrible was an understatement. The defense stunk. I mean, the whole thing was horrendous. I don't see them buying out Mark Stoops. Here's my question. Mm-hmm. How many games do they win this year? Because, I think they will beat New Mexico State, but I don't see them. The way they're playing right now, Larry, they're not going to win a game in the SEC.
Well, they might, Bobby. I guess I look at the schedule and I look at what I've seen the first two games, and my inclination is that I only feel confident in two games. They probably will win more than two games. I tell you what, though, I don't think they'll win more than four.
Oh, I don't think they will either. I think they'll be lucky to win four. Maybe win three if they're lucky. I mean, it's ridiculous. I mean, we go through this year in and year out. You know, people are talking about Rich Brooks. You know, Rich Brooks wasn't great, but he was good, and he had a good Kentucky teams when he was there. He had his competitive. He had his respectable. And we've lost that. I mean, we're going backwards like we were with Joker Phillips. I mean, this program is going backwards again.
Well, I don't disagree with you. I think that the program is certainly not any further along than they were with Joker. I think Mitch Barnhart foolishly signed him to a big guaranteed contract 20 games in where his winning percentage was like 30%. I think that was a huge mistake. And I think Kentucky's in a position now where they have no choice but to retain him at least for another year. I mean, so that's the way I look at it. I just don't see how there's any way that Kentucky can possibly make a move right now if the buyout is $18 million right now. I mean, you know, it's because, you know, let's say you buy him out for $18 million and you go out and get a guy like, I don't know, let's say that you go out and you say, I'm going to really spin big and get a big name coach. And I go out and get, I'm going to throw $6 million a year at Tom Herman. So then suddenly you got $24 million invested in coaches. And that's not even including the staff that the new coach might get. So you're kind of in a position where unless it's absolutely a disaster and nobody's buying your season tickets and you can't give them away, it's hard to justify the $18 million right now.
Well, Larry, look at it this way. What Larry was saying a while ago about Bobby Petrino, when we play Louisville, they'll have maybe 40 to 50 points by halftime on us. They will blow us off the field the way we're playing.
It's going to be really, really ugly, Bobby. I don't see there's any way around it. And it's going to be difficult for Kentucky fans to swallow. I'll just tell you now and get you prepared for it. Louisville's going to absolutely hammer Kentucky this year.
Oh, they will. And don't forget Alabama, too, going to Tuscaloosa.
Yeah, but Alabama will probably get up big and get bored. Louisville's not going to get bored. Bobby Petrino's going to want to bury Kentucky. There's more to it than just a game. Alabama will get up big, and they'll get bored in the second half, and the scoring will slow down a little bit. Bobby Petrino will keep his starters in, or at least, let's put it this way. Louisville will beat Kentucky worse than Alabama will.
I believe that the way it's going. I believe it. Larry, listen, for talk. Have a great evening. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Bobby. I appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll visit with Dennis next up here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path. Confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
Hi, this is Larry, and I want to tell you about some great deals going on right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center. You can get 20% off hydrangeas, azaleas, container trees, and roses, and you still get the Redmond's warranty. Plus 20% off hanging baskets, combo, and decorative pots, too. Redmond's also has fresh plant material arriving weekly and a great selection of trees and shrubs. You can't beat Redmond's on quality and selection. There's a reason why people drive from all around the region to shop at Redmond's. It's because they're the best garden center around, period. Seeing is believing, so stop by Redmond's Garden Center at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road or go to their website online at redmondsgarden.com. Folks, be prepared to be impressed. Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
Sharing stories from home helps me sustain my recovery from my mental and substance use disorder. Join the voices for recovery.
For confidential information on mental and substance use disorders, call 1-800-662-4357. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Al Gore, by 2000, had served 16 years in the House and Senate and 8 years as vice president. Who won? I know that's debatable for some of you, but Bush ended up getting the Supreme Court. Barack Obama had a lot less experience in government than John McCain, but he defeated McCain in 2008. So in the last three presidential elections, we've gone with the guy that didn't have the specific plan, who didn't have the experience.
Cruiser and Crew, noon to 3 on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Wrapping up another warm and summer-like day with just a little bit more humidity compared to where we've been. See a few clouds overnight tonight, but we'll be back into the mid-60s and humid throughout Wednesday. A little bit of a change, a cold front coming in. That's going to usher in a few showers and thunderstorms. Very hit and miss. Not everybody will get in. In fact, some will stay dry. Mid-80s by the afternoon of Wednesday. Overnight into Thursday, low 60s. Once again, a few clouds overhead. We're going to get some drier air in place on Thursday. And expect a low 80s. Into Friday, low 60s starts the day out. We'll be in the mid-80s by the afternoon with another slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
The weather is brought to you by Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. If you're suffering from chronic pain, contact Pain Treatment Center of the Bluegrass. For more information, go to pain-ptc.com.
I'm Jack Patty. For some time now, I've been telling you how True Health Solutions has helped me with my type 2 diabetes. I've lost weight, I feel great, and I've eliminated two-thirds of my diabetes meds. Now let's hear how they've helped Rick.
I am a patient of Dr. Miller's, and got to say, like you, Jack, I was diagnosed when I was 40. Started out with all kinds of pills. Ended up, and I met Dr. Miller, I was over 250 pounds, taking 7 diabetes pills, 4 shots of insulin a day, 2 high blood pressures, and high cholesterol. I am now off almost everything that I've been taking.
Isn't that right? Isn't that something? That's terrific.
Went from size 42 pants to 34.
Gee.
Oh, I got some more energy than I've ever had in a long time. I feel great. I mean, it's unbelievable how much better I feel.
Thanks for sharing that with us, Rick. Well, that's just a wonderful testimonial. True Health Solutions helped Rick, and they can help you too. Call today, 859-223-2233 for your free consultation. According to Kentucky law, you can rescind within 72 hours any payment for service.
I rescued Toast from a shelter in 2011. I knew right then that she was special.
That's just one adoption story that started at a shelter. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
This is Sports Central 590 WVLK. Now back to Larry Glover Live.
Welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590, also via 059. My computer screwed up again. I'm downloading the software. It's throwing me off. 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. All right, back to the phones we go. Dennis is next. Dennis, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I think you got me, Larry.
Well, who do I got? Is this Dennis?
This is Ben.
Dennis, welcome. How are you doing?
No. This is Ben.
Hey, Ben, go ahead. I'm sorry about that.
That's okay, buddy. I wasn't going to talk about Petrino, but a couple of your callers have so far. One thing that's interesting about his time at Louisville so far has been is working with Todd Grantham as a defensive coordinator.
Yeah. Yep.
I know when they first hired him, there was a lot of suspicion that there'd be a lot of conflict in the locker room between those two guys.
Yep.
But it says a lot about Petrino as a coach, that he's been able to let go of that defense as much as he has and just, you know, give the reins over to Grantham. And I think it just shows his professionalism as a football coach, and you know, outside of his personal life. In the professional world, he definitely excels.
Bobby has grown up a lot. I was very, very clear I didn't want him at Kentucky because I was skeptical that he could change. Lever doesn't change their spots. But to this point, he's been, you know, kind of a model citizen. I mean, there's been no issues at all. So, I mean, he deserves credit. I mean, to this point, he's holding up his end of the bargain.
Yeah. What I want to talk about, though, and what I watched Saturday at the UK game was, I watched Matt Elam just about the whole game, and I don't know if I've ever called out an individual player, but what I expect a coach to do is to make a player better than what he was when he arrived. And when I watched Matt Elam play, he showed no technique. I mean, just absolutely no improvement from what his freshman year was. It was amazing to me. He was getting pushed off the ball. He couldn't leverage his weight to hold his ground. And it seems like to have a defensive coach as your head coach, and you can't develop the highest rated recruit you have on your team into a decent ball player, there's definitely a red flag there. And it's the same thing for all the high recruits. Barker was a high recruit. He doesn't look like he's developed very well. I mean, that is a, you know, at the end of the day, the head coach is supposed to make better players better. And you just don't see that with the Kentucky right now.
Yeah, I can't disagree, Ben. I think that Louisville's program's in a great spot right now. I mean, they're going to be having the entire country, you know, on their campus this weekend with game day. They've got a chance to beat number 2 Florida State. This may be Florida State. Let's see what is going on there.
They beat Florida State. It's a big deal.
If they beat Florida, I was thrown off there by some audio popping on my computer there. If they beat Florida State, they'll effectively go into that Clemson game trying to position themselves. I mean, they got three games they got to navigate. They've got a home game with Florida State, and they got a couple of road games, Clemson and Houston. Now, I don't know that they'll get through all three undefeated, but, you know, if you beat Clemson, beat Florida State, and you lose close to Houston, you know, Louisville may be high enough that they can survive that, you know, truthfully. So Saturday's really, really important. They can't get to the national playoffs without a win on Saturday. You win Saturday, you might be able to get there if you beat Clemson. Well, I mean, you're going to have to win two of the three, no question about it. But you've got to win Saturday to have a chance.
Yeah. To make the playoffs, they got to win Saturday for sure.
Yeah.
But like I said, Stoops has got to do a better job of the players.
Well, there's no question about it. I mean, I think that's the big issue for Kentucky. And then the question is, where's the development? I mean, I think for Kentucky, right, it ends and begins with what's happening up front in the offensive and defensive lines. They're just not getting better up front. And I think the skill players are good enough to be. I mean, listen, I look at what Bobby Petrino would do with Kentucky's receivers and Kentucky's quarterback. I think Boone Williams. I think Kentucky would score a lot of points if Petrino just had Kentucky's personnel. But the issue for Kentucky, I think, as much as anything, is they're just not getting any protection for the quarterback and not getting running lanes for the running backs. I mean, I don't care who your quarterback is. You're not going to throw many completions and many touchdown passes if you're running for your life. And Drew Barker was running for his life last week, and he was running for his life a lot of times in the second half against Southern Miss, for that matter.
Yeah, he was. All right, Larry. Have a good night.
Hey, thanks, Ben. I appreciate it. Dennis, welcome to the show. And Dennis is our contest winner. Dennis, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Doing good. How you doing, Larry?
Good, Dennis. I've got to get a prize pack sent to you from ALA1. I'll need your address. So when we're done, I'm gonna have Zach put you back on hold so we can get your address and get that to you. Okay.
I appreciate it. I don't have much time to talk, Larry. I'm over here on duty at the firehouse, but I just wanted to. I was kind of disappointed last week in the game, and it felt like I should have lost that contest anyway. It felt like they ran like 400 yards down our throat, but
not quite. 244 to be precise, and you said it would be less than 271. If I could, you said it would be less, but it would be closer to like 251, I think it was, and you missed it by like 7 yards.
Yeah, it felt like it was about 500, 600 yards against us, though. It was just dreadful. It was awful.
No question about it.
So, yeah, but anyway, it seems to be a lot of talk around here. A lot of disappointment, and everybody just feels deflated on the season. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's going to be maybe not even 20,000 people there this weekend. I'm going. I got family coming in from Australia. They want to go with the first game. And what a way to introduce them to football, to the empty stadium.
Well, they need some great seats. here's the problem, Dennis, and I haven't, and I know Zach probably did. I was doing some stuff in the studios. I didn't hear the forecast at the bottom of the hour, but I don't think the weather forecast is expected to be very good on Saturday, which only complicates matters for Kentucky. If it's a rainy night expected, then I mean, who in the world is going to sit through that mess to watch it?
Well, we will. Because I got to introduce them to football, and they want to watch American football, so I'm going to stick it out. So hopefully we'll see what happens.
Well, I will tell you that my wife is not going to use our tickets. We have two tickets through her family. They've been grandfathered down to us, so we got two tickets on the 50-yard line, facing the press box side that we may be giving away on a show later this week because she can't use them, and nobody else wants them. And I'll be in the press box, so staying dry, obviously. So we may be giving those away in the program here a little bit later on this week. But it's going to be ugly. I'm going to put you on hold here, Dennis, and get your address real quick, and then I'll get that to ALA1 tomorrow. Hopefully, you can get that maybe sometime before the weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Let's go to Al next up. Al, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Larry. What is the most scenic part of Central Kentucky that you've driven through, been able to observe, and you like that parcel of land in Fayette County?
You mean the most scenic drive in Fayette County or in Kentucky?
Yeah. In Fayette County,
I'm sort of partial to the drive out towards High Bridge. I think it's beautiful out there. And I'll say this: let me back a little bit. I was thinking maybe outside the city. I think the drive down Richmond Road is beautiful. To be honest with you, I think going from the Shriners Hospital into downtown is one of the loveliest drives you'll see anywhere. And I think of my friends who live down the south, places like Savannah and Charleston, and how much they would appreciate that drive down Richmond Road into town. I think it would be beautiful. As far as my most scenic drive in Kentucky, I think driving around up Natural Bridge in eastern Kentucky, I think is breathtakingly beautiful.
Hypothetical question. Bob Kane gives you one of those beautiful F-150s. You get to drive it. You pick up Mitch Barnhart. You ride through the scenic areas that you just described. what question would you ask him about the football season that we have now? What question would you ask him about the future of Mark Stoops? Will he rectify it at the end of the year? And if you could, what question would you ask him about the monetary output that would have to go to Stoops versus the losses of fans if he doesn't make a move at the end of the year?
I'm not sure, to be honest with you. I guess my whole feeling and mindset really towards Kentucky football is that I'm not sure what ails them can be fixed. You know, I mean, I look at Kentucky football and I look at where this program is and I look at the issues. And Jeff Drummond and I were talking about this last night about the issues on defensive line and on the offensive line. And I'm not sure it can be solved this year, and I'm not sure it can be solved before next year. Maybe the offensive line, but I don't see how the defensive line woes can be solved next year. Which, and as I said, after the game, after Southern Miss, and after the game, really since the season started, that I don't think that Mark Stoops is going to get it done. I just don't think so, because I think what really ails them, I can't see how they can get that fixed in time to salvage the job.
When you talk about the future of the program, do you look at the alternative or the viable alternative coaches that are out there? I mean, you had several callers talk about Petrino, the deal with Trussman that used to be at Ohio State, be an alternative. I mean, who's out there that would even want to come and take on a program that has suffered the way it has in the last 7 years?
Well, I don't know. I don't know. That's the problem is, I guess I have a different idea of who you can get. The guys that I think that can absolutely turn the program around are guys that I'm not sure you can get. I know that people have talked about Tom Herman at Houston, but, I mean, I think with Houston being poised to go into the Big 12, I'm not sure you can get Tom Herman. I think he might look at his situation and say, I've already got a better job now. If I'm going to leave Houston, it's going to be for a job better than a bottom dweller in the SEC. I think he would view it that way. The guys that I think can turn it around, I'm not sure you can get. The ones that I'm confident they can turn it around. I think Justin Rowland made a good point that the guys that you can get that can turn it around are guys with baggage. And are you willing to take a guy with baggage? And that's guys like a Bobby Petrino, for instance. You know, a guy like Art Briles, a guy like Jim Tressel. These are guys that have proven that they can turn programs around, that they can win on the biggest stage, but they've got baggage, and that baggage makes them available to Kentucky. But the guys without baggage, why would they come here?
What about Mike Leach?
Well, Washington State's 0-2 this year. You know, I mean, has he done enough at Washington State that tells you that he can absolutely get it done? I can tell you for a fact, when Mark Stoops got the job, Mike Leach wanted it and would have crawled here. Okay, and I know that to be true. He wanted this job. In fact, let's put it this way. I know he wanted the job. Now the question is, has he done enough at Washington State to make him a slam dunk direction for Kentucky to go in? I don't know.
Blaine Kiplin, if you offered him $4.2 million. Has he done enough at Alabama to merit a job
in
SEC to come in?
You talking about Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, Lane Kiffin.
No. Lane Kiffin's not a head coach. He's not a head coach. He's a coordinator. He's not a head coach. I wouldn't hire Lane Kiffin. Listen, keep in mind, man, I'm a guy that grew up liking Southern Cal, okay? I've seen firsthand what kind of head coach he is, and he's lousy. Kentucky wants no part of Lane Kiffin. It'd be a disaster. I got to run. Thanks, Al. Appreciate it. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll visit with Gabe after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Cain Ford.
Sports in Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine Big Blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at allsportslex.com. Allsportslex.com. All
All Sports in Fayette Mall.
Don't ignore facial redness or what you might think is a sunburn that just won't go away. It could be an early warning sign of a common facial disorder called rosacea. 16 million Americans have rosacea, and its top trigger is the sun. Learn the warning signs, facial redness, bumps and pimples, visible blood vessels, even irritated eyes. If you experience any one of these signs, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and treatment, or visit the National Rosacea Society at rosacea.org.
This is Carrie Schrader, manager of adoptions for the Lexington Humane Society. In the last year, we have found homes for nearly 5,000 animals right here in central Kentucky, and it's thanks to the kindness and support of people like you that we are able to accomplish so many happy endings. If you would like more information to find your next pet, here's what you can do. Call our main adoption center at 859-233-0044. Visit us on the web at adoptlove.net or visit us in person. Our main campus is at 1600 Old Frankfort Pike, and our hours of operation are Monday through Thursday and Saturday 12 to 6, Friday 12 to 8, and Sunday 1 to 5. We also have our new dog and cat adoption center inside PetSmart and Hamburg Pavilion funded by PetSmart Charities. Here are some of the animals we invite you to come out this week and visit. Celia, a 9-week-old female tricolored beagle mix. Titan, a playful 9-month-old male hound shepherd mix. Molly, a beautiful long-haired 1-year-old white and brown tabby cat. And Oreo, a darling 1-year-old male solid black bunny rabbit. To hear more about these great pets and many more, log on to WVOKAM.com. And throughout this week, keep your radio tuned in here to News Talk 590 WVOK.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-550-3390. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, call now for details while we're still giving it away for free. 1-800-550-3390. That's 1-800-550-3390. 1-800-550-3390.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit premiere episode tonight, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
If you're familiar with cloud computing, you probably know that Amazon Web Services offers a complete set of secure compute, storage, application, and deployment services that help companies launch and scale their IT infrastructures while lowering costs. But did you know that you're still responsible for protecting your own AWS-based assets, meaning your applications and data, from advanced cyber threats? Protect your AWS with Barracuda Networks Advanced Firewall Solutions. Visit AWS Marketplace or barracuda.com/AWS to learn more.
You're listening to Larry Glover Live right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
Welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. Just about 2.5-3 minutes left in hour number one. Let's go to the phones. We've got Gabe holding. He's next. Gabe, welcome to the show.
Hey, Larry.
Hey.
I got a solution to the Mark Stoops problem.
Okay.
You get rid of him. You hire Eddie Grand for 1 year as an interim coach.
Uh-huh.
See how he does. If he does well, then you keep him. If he doesn't do well, you've got next year to evaluate all the coaches that are available. And I think that way you can save money. You also get rid of DJ Elliott because he ain't worth a darn. And that eliminates the $17, $18 million.
Here's one problem, though. How do you recruit to Kentucky if you've got a guy that's just sitting there, keeping the seat warm for a year, and maybe he'll get it, and maybe he won't get it? How are you going to be able to recruit?
Well, I think there's sacrifices and everything. I think you have to look at. You don't want to commit yourself to see. You have to see how Eddie Grant does as a head coach. But I think that he's done enough at Cincinnati to warrant a chance, and you know, he's got connections at Ohio. He won't lose that Ohio connection. You've got Lamar Thomas, who, by the way, I got to point this out. Lamar Jackson of Louisville was recruited by Lamar Thomas. And so there's a good example of what Lamar Thomas can do for you.
Let me tell you something. I think Lamar Thomas will be just a killer recruiter. I mean, that guy's got such a magnetism about him. It just there's no question about it that guy could. I mean, I think he would be an amazing recruiter. I got to go, Gabe. I appreciate the call.
All right, bye-bye.
Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll talk with Jeff Drummond, get his take on what was said at practice today. We'll do that after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Keane Ford.
To the common, we don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children. Love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage, $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-569-5440. That's 1-800-569-5440. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters, 1-800-569-5440, or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-569-5440. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
News Talk 590. WBLK. Lexington.
A Cumulus station. It's 7 o'clock.
Funding for Zika? Syria awaits help. I'm Ann Cates. Florida's congressional delegation is pushing Congress to approve more than $1 billion to fight Zika. Florida Senator Bill Nelson called for a clean Zika funding measure.
Zika doesn't have anything to do with the Confederate flag, and Zika doesn't have anything to do with defunding Planned Parenthood, and Zika doesn't have anything to do except when you cut the new Medicaid funds going to Puerto Rico. That happens to be where there's 25% of the population that is infected.
A ceasefire remains in place in Syria, where hundreds of thousands are awaiting humanitarian aid. Correspondent Jumana Karchez.
We're going to have to wait and see, and I'm sure aid agencies are also waiting to see, because they need to get this desperately needed aid into besieged areas around Damascus and suburbs and, of course, Aleppo.
On Wall Street, the Dow fell 258 points. I'm Ann Cates. Hillary Clinton will resume campaigning on Thursday, with President Obama stumping for her today in Philadelphia. Correspondent Bob Costantini.
He not only came to praise Hillary Clinton, but to some extent his presidency, with good news that incomes rose over 5% last year.
More Americans are working, more have health insurance, incomes are rising, poverty is falling, and gas is $2 a gallon. Obama.
But more to the point, the president told the friendly crowd,
no matter how many times people knock her down, and mess with her, she does not quit.
Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Donald Trump heads to Flint, Michigan tomorrow to get a firsthand look at the impact of the city's contaminated water crisis. Today in Clive, Iowa, Trump told supporters that he will be the president of everyone and called Clinton's email scandal worse than Watergate. I'm Ann Cates.
And I'm Zach Meadows for News Talk 590 WVLK. Here's what's happening. Lexington police say that the Hibbett Sports on Richmond Road was robbed at gunpoint Tuesday. A sergeant said that the three men were inside of the store, but in separate places. They showed their firearms and then took employees in the back at gunpoint, according to police. The thieves stole the cell phones, wallets, and shoes of the employees. A victim says that the men took off in a dark sedan. Police say another robbery happened at Gabriel Brothers around the same time. They chased the robber into the woods behind the store, but he got away. A woman has been arrested and charged with murder after a crash that claimed the life of her child after officials say she was driving under the influence of methamphetamine. The crash happened Saturday on Kentucky 379. According to sheriff's officials, Jessica Warriner pulled into the path of an oncoming pickup. The truck struck Warriner's vehicle. 3-year-old Chloe Fortenberry was a passenger in Warriner's car. The occupant of the truck and Fortenberry were taken to the hospital. Fortenberry died early Sunday morning. Warriner was taken to the hospital and released. She was arrested and lodged in the Russell County Detention Center. The occupant of the truck was treated and released. A GoFundMe page has been set up to help pay for Chloe's funeral expenses. A man has been arrested after the robbery of a Rite Aid store. According to police, Michael Cotton robbed the Winchester Road location of the store and fled with pills and cash. He was quickly captured a few moments later. Cotton has been lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center and is facing robbery charges. For News Talk 590 WVLK, I'm Zach Meadows.
From the Auto Plaza USA studios, this is News Talk 590 WVLK.
Wrapping up another warm and summer-like day with just a little bit more humidity compared to where we've been. See a few clouds overnight tonight, but we'll be back into the mid-60s and humid throughout Wednesday. A little bit of a change, a cold front coming in that's going to usher in a few showers and thunderstorms. Very hit and miss. Not everybody will get, and in fact, some will stay dry. Mid-80s by the afternoon of Wednesday. Overnight into Thursday, low 60s. Once again, a few clouds overhead. We're going to get some drier air in place on Thursday and expect the low 80s. Into Friday, low 60s start the day out. We'll be in the mid-80s by the afternoon with another slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
And current radars are currently showing no precipitation over downtown Lexington at this point. It's 86 degrees and fair at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Seaworth Superstore Restaurant Equipment and Supplies, offering new and reconditioned equipment, all sold with warranties. Buy with confidence.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
This is Larry Glover Live, your chance to talk about the cats with the Commonwealth. Lines are open. In Lexington, dial 253-5959. Toll-free statewide, 1-877-777-0590. Plus, you can also reach Larry via email at LarryGloverLive@gmail.com.
All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live. We've got lines open, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T. 1-877-777-0590. Tonight's program brought to you by Jack Kane Ford, offering great quality cars and great prices as part of their certified pre-owned sales event going on right now, the last one of the year. Check them out online, kane4.com. I'll make the short trip to Jack Kane Ford, located just 5 minutes from Musical Road, Denver Sales. Jeff Drummond joining us on the program from allwildcats.com. His appearance made possible by Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard. Jeff, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Hey, Larry. Good evening.
Good evening to you. Kentucky, I know the coach is meeting with the media to talk about practice today. Kind of what did the coaches have to say about today's practice? What were their thoughts? I know it was the offensive day, so.
Offense day, so Eddie Grant had a lot of talk with us about trying to find ways to fix the problems that have been plaguing them, and really kind of expanded on the thoughts that Mark Stoops had about simplifying things a little bit, trying to identify a smaller package during practice of, you know, plays that they can run with tempo and execution and getting guys lined up right. And maybe just cutting back a little bit so they, Drew Barker's been around for a while, but he's still a young quarterback in terms of starting experience. And they feel like, you know, maybe cutting back a little bit on the package will help him pick up on little things like, you know, sliding protection on that opening series. They said he missed that. It ended up getting him blindsided. And he never was the same the rest of the game. They say that let him get rattled by failing to pick up something that was pretty elementary, pretty basic stuff. So when they talk about simplifying, it's little things like that that maybe helps the whole bigger picture look better.
Jeff, I saw something online where Eddie Grant said that the last couple of practices have been great. Did he say that?
He did. He and Drew Barker echoed it afterwards with us, that they've really felt like they've gotten a lot of things done the last 2 days in terms of fundamentals and making things happen. But, you know, I know what the general reaction out there is going to be. Yeah, you're playing against your defense. And we've heard this before about being good in practice. And I tell you, for as long as I've been doing this, when I hear about a good practice, I may be able to count on one hand or two the number of times that carried over to the field. In some weird way, Rich Brooks used to go off at times about a bad practice, and then they go around and you know, look good on game day. So I don't put much stock into those comments at all. I have to pass them on as the messenger, but I wouldn't put a lot of stock into them.
Well, you know, that's the thing, too, Jeff. Even if they go out and play well on Saturday, people are going to say, well, it was New Mexico State. I mean, it isn't like, you know, they have two great practices and they go out and, you know, they beat Mississippi State, you know. I think that would be more meaningful. But even if they do play well, it'll be dismissed.
Those people aren't going to be very happy in life in general, though, because you got to play. Every team in the country plays those four games, usually three, I should say. You know, the fourth is a team like Louisville that's a pretty good challenge, but you got to play these games and you got to expect to go out and do well in them and consider that a step forward if they do. I mean, this is a team that has one touchdown in six quarters and seven turnovers. If they can go out and produce against these guys Saturday, you still got to look at it and say, okay, we moved the ball forward a little bit and have something to build on.
253-595-9590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Did Coach Grant talk anything about the offensive line, about how to, you know, I mean, I know we talked about Drew Barker maybe a little shell-shocked after that first hit, maybe he missed a checkoff or something like that. But at the same time, though, the offensive line was a big issue on Saturday. Did he talk about that, about anything they can do to maybe improve that? I know Landon Young's a guy that's highly talented. Is he quite ready to take on maybe a larger role for Kentucky up front? Did he address that at all?
Said they saw some flashes from Landon that they really liked. Said overall, he's still a freshman, and the film revealed that. But they liked the fact that he wasn't overwhelmed by the setting. You know, he went in there and played like he belonged and didn't get intimidated. But just like a lot of other guys, he needs reps to play cleaner. And that's the main thing. I think from what I get from the coaches right now is that offensive line has to function as one player, more or less. It's one bad link in that chain can make the whole thing break down. And what they're having right now, according to John Schlarman, is a different guy being the weak link in the chain on a different play. So, you know, four guys doing their job isn't good enough. It's got to be five.
Jeff, one of our callers had emailed me earlier today saying that he had heard the rumor that that Shannon Dawson, part of the success he had against Kentucky in the second half was that he realized in the first half that Kentucky hadn't changed some of the terminology and some of the checkoffs from last year. And once he figured that out, he knew exactly what Kentucky was doing defensively. Have you heard that at all?
No, I haven't heard too much about that, but you really don't have a great deal of that going on, I don't think, from a defensive standpoint, as much as you would maybe if he was zeroed in on the checks offensively and somehow relayed those to the defensive coordinator at Mississippi State, or Southern Miss, rather. I think I could buy that a lot more than that he was picking up something from the defense, because they – what they do over there check-wise is really basic stuff.
Mm-hmm. So that's just a rumor then, because I see what you see your point. I mean, it'd be different if Shannon hadn't changed his terminology, and then Kentucky, because they're barking out plays and barking out, you know, changing plays, looking at the defense. So it would be easy to see how Kentucky might pick up on that had he use the same terminology. That's the thing, is he would essentially have to change it completely because the first game, because beyond that, it wouldn't matter.
Right. You know, that might be part of it. I think Kentucky brought in Graham's terminology, from my understanding. I don't think it's kind of novel, earth-shattering type stuff either, but people right now are probably looking for anything to explain you know, why an offense that we all thought should be pretty good this season has really not been. And I think if you cut down on some of the conspiracy stuff and the rumor stuff and just look at the fact that they're turning the ball over like crazy, you know, you cannot survive seven turnovers, and most of them by your own doing, in six quarters of football. It's a recipe for disaster.
253-5959 *590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Jeff, a little bit of a change of plans here real quick. The story came out of Los Angeles today that Vin Scully is not going to call the playoffs for the Dodgers, and his illustrious career ends on October 2nd no matter what. I'm disappointed because I was hoping that, you know, with the Reds being out of it, that maybe the Dodgers could make a deep run and give Vin one more chance at calling October glory. It's not going to be the case. It's a shame, too, because, you know, he says he didn't want to have, you know, 15 swan songs, you know, and I understand that where he's coming from, but, you know, you could pare it down a little bit. I mean, you could have, like, the goodbye, you know, the formal official goodbye, and then give him one last sign off whenever the season ended. I mean, it just because the playoff doesn't mean that you would have to have a 15-minute retrospective every single game just in case.
Right. That bums me out a little bit. I hope it's not health related. I haven't had a chance to read that story yet, but you know, hopefully it's nothing along those lines. His voice will be missed. It's as good as there's ever been.
You know, I was talking a little bit in the first part of the program. I know a lot of Kentucky fans can relate with Kaywood, and of course, Reds fans of our generation with Marty, of course, and you know, people in Western Kentucky maybe with Jack Buck, and of course, you know, a whole legion of Dodger fans with Vin Scully. But it's just different today. The way fans grow up on a team. They grow up on a team from blogs like yours, really more than a singular radio voice like you and I maybe grew up and was weaned on Reds and Kentucky.
Yeah, you've got to wonder a little bit if that era is just completely passed. You know, as we see with the Reds these days, it's kind of a cast of thousands doing the game. And not that that's necessarily a bad thing, but you lose that kind of personal connection you felt with that one voice on the other side, like we all did with Kaywood and like many of us that did with, you know, Marty and Joe. They kind of functioned as one. But you wonder if those days are kind of in the rearview mirror now.
I think certainly could be. I mean, I know Marty's coming back for next year, but I don't think he's got many years left. I mean, I think he's just about done. I mean, I think he could do it for several more years. But I think that listening to him talk about his conversation with Vin Scully and about how he wants to go out, it's clear that it's very much on his mind right now. And, in fact, I almost got the impression from reading the article, I think it was John Fay maybe wrote, or maybe Mark Sheldon, about his conversation with Scully. I almost got the impression that Marty was going to hang it up this year, and Vin kind of talked him out of it a little bit, saying basically, you know, don't walk away until you know completely that you're done, because you know if you think you're done and walk away, you may regret it. And I think he kind of talked him out of it a little bit.
Yeah, I'd say that's solid advice too. I've kind of been wondering with the kind of the tone that Marty's had the last couple of seasons and how poorly the Reds have played at times, if he wasn't going to hang it up. But he's probably still got a little bit left in the tank, and it'd be nice if the Reds could send him out on a better note than what they've shown the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know that Marty will ever call a postseason playoff game again. I mean, it's just sad to say, but, you know, I think the Reds are a few years away from it, and it'd be nice. I mean, of course, you know, you start looking at broadcasters. He's called as many big moments in Major League Baseball of anybody that's in the game right now, with the exception of Vin Scully. I mean, he's called World Series wins, arguably the greatest team of all time, winning back-to-back World Series, 41-92, Tom Browning's perfect game, Tom Seaver's no-hitter, Hank Aaron's 7-14. I mean, you know, he's called some big, big moments in his career, and most of those came early in his career. I mean, really, since 1990, they've been few and far between.
Yeah, just a little hit and miss with, you know, 94, 99, and then our brief little window of opportunity, you know, 5 or 6 years ago. But, yeah, that was front-loaded for him. He must have felt like he had walked into baseball utopia when it began.
Well, I remember the first 3 years I was on the UK network, Kentucky went to the championship game. I thought this is how it always is going to be. It is. And,
yeah.
And of course, as it turns out, it wasn't. It wasn't always that way. All right, Jeff, I appreciate it as always. Thank you much.
All right. Thanks, Larry.
All right, that's Jeff Drummond from AllWildcats.com. His appearance made possible by Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we've got Mark's story coming up at 7:35. We'll get to him, and we'll talk a little bit about the whole contract situation, and we'll even run by Gabe's suggestions, see if you think it's a worthy idea. We'll do that after the bottom of the hour break. We'll come back and get to your calls after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. Hi, this is Larry, and I want to tell you about some great deals going on right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center. You can get 20% off hydrangeas, azaleas, container trees, and roses, and you still get the Redmond's warranty. Plus 20% off hanging baskets, combo, and decorative pots, too. Redmond's also has fresh plant material arriving weekly and a great selection of trees and shrubs. You can't beat Redmond's on quality and selection. There's a reason why people drive from all around the region to shop at Redmond's. It's because they're the best garden center around, period. Seeing is believing. So stop by Redmond's Garden Center at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or go to their website online at redmondsgarden.com. Folks, be prepared to be impressed. Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the porch,
all
forget about all the sports, forget about all sports.
When you step in all sports, you'll know you're supposed to not just put on, but rather sport your clothes. It's the hookup, look up all around you and see all S, all P, all O, R, T, S.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the porch,
yeah, step your game up. Now what's the name? All sports.
If you see it on the field, if you see it on the porch,
pick it up at all.
All Sports. Pick it up at All Sports.
All Sports in Fayette Mall next to Macy's.
Have you looked through the WVLK app lately? I mean, really looked? It's so much more than just streaming our shows. Well, of course, there's that, so you can listen wherever you are. But there's also connections to our Facebook and Twitter accounts. Audio on demand, so you can catch that great interview you may have missed. The latest local news and weather. And, of course, we still stream your favorite shows. Cruiser, Larry Glover, Jack Patty, Lee Cruz, and now there's even more. Get yours today at WVLKAM.com. Only from News Talk 590 WVLK.
20 illegal online pharmacies appear each day, but you can find safe and legitimate pharmacies online by looking for .pharmacy in a web address. Learn more at safe.pharmacy. A public service from the National Association of Boards of Pharmacy.
Everclean clog-free gutters.
What clogged gutters look like? Are they dripping, stained, or sagging? Clogged gutters cause rotten wood, wet basements, cracked foundations, all expensive repairs. Everclean clog-free gutters. Lifetime protection. Worry-free guttering. Call for a free estimate today.
Everclean clog-free gutters. Call 259-1133.
I smoked Reds for 37 years. I have not smoked one cigarette in the last 5 years. I tried hypnosis, crazy pills, gums, patches, and cold turkey so many times I lost track, man. The first time I smoked, I was 12 years old. My aunt gave me my first cigarette, and she says, "You're old enough now, and you go to smoke anyway, so here you go, kid." The year was 1972 with a brand new preteen smoker until the age of 49. And to this day, I don't understand how I was able to smoke for 37 years. Who was that guy? Now the FDA says I cannot tell you the truth. It's against the law now. I cannot promote or say that anything is better than a regular tobacco cigarette. This is not a joke, folks. And by law, I shan't not make commercials of comparisons between two totally different products. I will spout facts and only facts until the law grants me free speech again. Until then, I say that can.
It's not too early to start Christmas shopping or thinking of what you're going to get family and friends this year. Cumulus Broadcasting is bringing the Mingle Jingle Market to Lexington on Friday, November 18th, to the Signature Club of Lexington. If you're interested in selling your products, call Andrea Ayers at 253-5983. Mingle and Jingle is the premier shopping night where people can come and mark off their Christmas list. Don't miss it. Be a vendor this year at the Mingle and Jingle Market on November 18th. Call today to reserve your space. Call 253-5983.
Now back to the calls on Larry Glover Live on Sports Central 590 WVLK.
All right, welcome back to our program. Coming up on Thursday night, we'll start taking your predictions for the Kentucky-New Mexico State game, with the winner getting a gift certificate from our friends at Sutton's Restaurant. Best restaurant in town, I think. Chance to get great food made fresh right there on site at Sutton's. Wednesdays, you can get wine down Wednesdays, half-price bottles of wine. Kids eat free on Mondays. You can play a little bocce ball, a little music on the patio on the weekends, and you can get food really from Sutton's in any way possible. Now, you can order it online, pick it up, order online, have it delivered. You can have it delivered to your tailgate party now, if you can believe that. Plus, you can also come to a restaurant and eat it old-fashioned style and enjoy the service, enjoy the camaraderie and fellowship of friends while you're having great food. Maybe watch a game or something like that. In fact, you could go and watch the game on Saturday if you don't have tickets, or if you don't want to buy tickets, just go to Sutton's and watch the game and have a great meal. It's Sutton's Restaurant, located at the corner of Richmond Road in Manowar. You can also find them on the web at suttonsrestaurant.com. All right, back to the phones we go. We've got Dennis next up. Lee, don't go anywhere. You'll be next. Dennis, welcome.
Hey, Larry.
Hey.
You said that rumor you heard, that came from Matt Jones this morning.
Okay, gotcha.
About the Shannon Dawson.
Yeah.
He stated that a mutual friend of his and Shannon Dawson, put it this way, Shannon Dawson supposedly told a mutual friend of Matt Jones that it took him. But he said Shannon Dawson said after a half he realized that Kentucky was using the same defensive signals that they had last year, and he just started calling the plays based on what the defensive signals were.
I'll say this, Dennis, if that's true, that is gross incompetence of the highest level.
If the, you're exactly right. If that's true, you, how, that is very incompetent. You know what I'm saying? If that's true,
oh, then I don't. It's. Dennis, I mean, if it's true, it's so incompetent that, I mean, I don't know how you survive something like that. I mean, you know, there are some things, you can make some mistakes, but you don't think to changing some of your checks when you're going against a guy that saw them every single day in a game that was so important, so critical as that one. I mean, I have to, listen, let's put it this way. It makes you wonder if it's true how Mark Stoops could actually get this far in the business by being that dumb, if that's true. I'm a little skeptical of it, honestly, because I can't believe Mark Stoops would be that stupid.
Well, like I said, Jones said that his friend is pretty reputable. He said if there's any, basically what he was saying, if there's any untruth to it, then it's coming from Shannon Dawson, not from his friend. But anyway, one other thing I'll get off here. The offensive line, and we're just two games this season. We still got a lot of football games, a lot of football to go this year. But when does Schlarman become accountable for the offensive line play?
Well, I think the offensive line play has not been good. Everett, I mean, you know, for years.
And every year we hear it's going to be good. Last year it's supposed to be good. This year, I was hearing it was supposed to be a strength again. And then two games into the season, it looks like it hasn't improved. So, you know,
I think it hasn't improved, to be honest with you. I think you're right. Important. I mean, you made a great point. We hear every single year that the offensive line is going to be better, and it never is. It's never better. In fact, I wouldn't even argue. I mean, people say it's going to be a strength. I don't think the offensive line really has even been average the last few years. I mean, I didn't see an average offensive line on Saturday. I saw a poor one, a mediocre one.
Right, right. All right, I'll get off here. Thanks, Larry.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you. Let's go to Lee next up. Lee, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. Dennis is exactly right, Larry. First of all, it don't matter how many times I've talked to you, I still get nervous. I'm going to go as fast as I can. But, Larry,
don't worry about that.
Well, I know, and I appreciate that. I love your show, and I appreciate you and Jeff Drummond and all your other guests. But Dennis is right. We can't keep the defensive players off the quarterback. At the same time, that was supposed to be a strength for us. And also, it's like every play we run, I love the University of Kentucky. Larry, I'm going to support them till the day I die. It's just so frustrating. It hurts so bad. But it's like they know what we're going to run. I even tried to call the call-in show last night, the coaches show, and tell them, just start running everything that you wouldn't run. Maybe we can. I'm just going to quit that. I think it's the offensive line. That's what the problem is. And when you go three and out, it's putting the defense on the field constantly, and we're going to wear down. I mean, the defense played good up until, you know, like the middle of the second quarter, but we couldn't score. I was going to say, put a fullback back there or drop the quarterback back 10 yards or something. Just give the quarterback time to throw the ball. And at least Steven Johnson can run and maybe get a few yards, because they don't have time to even think about what they're going to do. As soon as they hike the ball, Larry, it's like the defensive player, the lineman and the linebacker, they're all over us. But I love the University of Kentucky, and I'm going to support them until the day I die. It's just very hard to watch, and it's sad, and I feel bad for all of them. I really do. But I'm not a coach, and I hope they figure it out. It's just, gosh almighty, Larry. It's just, I just think we're jinxed. The Kentucky football team is jinxed, and I love them. I'm going to watch them the rest of the year and for the rest of my life. It's just, I just don't know what to do, but maybe they can put a fullback back there or drop the quarterback back 10 yards and give them time. And he's right. We should have had a better offensive line. And I'm sorry for being emotional. I mean, I'm not crying or anything, but gosh almighty, I just can't wait till we have a good football season. I thank you for your time.
All right, Lee, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. I don't believe, I'm a superstitious, I don't believe in being jinxed. I don't believe it. And so, I mean, you may, but I mean, I'm just not superstitious. You don't have the right person for the right job. And it's just, it's hard. It's hard to turn football programs around. But I don't believe in the theory of being jinxed. I just don't. All right, I appreciate it, Lee. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. We'll come back and we'll visit with Mark Story after the break here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path, confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children.
Love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Wrapping up another warm and summer-like day with just a little bit more humidity compared to where we've been. See a few clouds overnight tonight, but we'll be back into the mid-60s and humid throughout Wednesday. A little bit of a change, a cold front coming in. That's going to usher in a few showers and thunderstorms. Very hit and miss. Not everybody will get. In fact, some will stay dry. Mid-80s by the afternoon of Wednesday. Overnight into Thursday, low 60s. Once again, a few clouds overhead. We're going to get some drier air in place on Thursday and expect a low 80s. Into Friday, low 60s starts the day out. We'll be in the mid-80s by the afternoon with another slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
It's 86 degrees and fair at your official weather station, News Talk 590 WVLK.
Due to overwhelming response, Auto Plaza USA's Labor Day sale has been extended. Auto Plaza USA, with over 500 cars, trucks, SUVs, and luxury vehicles. Buy with zero money down and no payments until December.
You heard me right.
Buy zero money down and no payments until December. This is an event you must take advantage of. Hurry in today to Auto Plaza USA and save during this extended Labor Day event. Unbeatable discounts. Auto Plaza USA, just 3.5 miles past Man of War on Nicholasville Road. AutoPlazaUSA.com.
This is Tammy Weezy with Lexington Trailer and Hitch and Weezy Auto Center. We can get you accessorized, hitched, fixed, and sprayed. Accessories are us. A full line of auto and truck accessories, crayon bed liners, brush guards, step bars, lift and leveling kits, and all your towing needs. Lexington Trailer and Hitch and Weezy Auto Center is a full-service garage for all your automotive and trailer needs. Get hitched or get fixed, where the Weezys make it easy. Follow us on Facebook for information about our cruise-ins and car shows. 859-252-4258.
One independent auto repair shop has served Lexington for over 50 years with thousands of satisfied customers every year. One auto repair shop with professional technicians to diagnose and repair your vehicle with the right tools and quality parts. One auto repair shop you can depend on to explain what your vehicle needs to keep it going years longer. That shop is Auto Tech Service, Winchester Road at Delaware, across from the JIT plant. Find us online at autotechservice.com. That's autotechservice.com. We'll even give you a ride to work.
Kentucky Audiology and Tinnitus Services wants to know how you say
tinnitus.
Incorrect. Look it up. It's pronounced tinnitus.
Is that right?
Yes. But either way we say it, Kentucky Audiology and Tinnitus Services is where you go for help.
Ann Roten, Doctor of Audiology, specializes in the treatment and management of tinnitus. Call now for your free over-the-phone screening at 859-554-5384. No matter how you say it, the best place to come for help with tinnitus remains the same. Dr. Ann Roten at Kentucky Audiology and Tinnitus Services.
Sometimes what you need isn't what everyone else needs. Here's an example. Maybe you need a degree to have the kind of career career you want, but maybe you don't need big lecture halls or sports teams or getting lost in the crowd. Maybe you just need an in-demand degree from a local university that believes in you, one with a free credit review to help you use old credits you may have. Maybe you just need Sullivan University. Find out at sullivan.edu and start September 26th.
This is Sports Central 590 WVLK. Now back to Larry Glover Live. All right, welcome back to our program here on Larry Glover Live, 253-5959, star 590 from AT&T, 1-877-777-0590. Joey Votto's still red hot. He homered in the first inning in Cincinnati. The guy's hitting, well, I think, 317 now. He is going to hit over 400 in the second half. Now, he's nowhere near, obviously, 400 for the season. He's at, what, 316, 317 maybe right now. But think about that for just a second. His second half is one of the best in modern history. I mean, he's hitting, I think in the second half, he's hitting like, what, 416, I think, in the second half. It's unreal what he's hitting in the second half. And, I mean, he's hitting over 400 in July. He's hitting over 400 in June, July, and August now. Think about that. From June 1st, he's hitting over 400. If he played for a major market, we'd be hearing all kinds of talk about that on the worldwide leader. Playing a market like Cincinnati, don't even register a blip on the radar. Welcome back to our program. Thanks for joining us. We certainly appreciate it. Got Mark Story joining us from the Lexington Herald Leader, the fine columnist for the Lexington Herald Leader. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good, Larry. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome. I know exactly what you're going to be doing on October 2nd.
Listening to Vin Scully?
His last game. For a Dodgers fan, it's going to be a very sad moment knowing that he's not going to call any potential playoff game.
Yeah, although if you read his rationale, it makes sense. If he was calling the playoff games, then he would have many sort of, you know, instances where he would have, you know, further goodbyes. And I think this season where there's been an awful lot of attention on Vin has, I think he's been uneasy with it. So, you know, this way he, you know, has the final game at Dodger Stadium, then he has the final game in San Francisco. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of ironic, you know, Vin Scully, who is, you know, probably more identified with the Dodgers than, you know, maybe anybody ever. You know, he grew up a Giants fan.
Yeah, he did.
And so he's kind of going out, you know, on a Dodgers-Giants game, and, you know, Vin is certainly, as announcers go, he's kind of a poet, and there's a sort of poetic justice in him doing a Giants-Dodgers game as his final game.
I mean, far be it from me to tell Vin Scully he's wrong, but, you know, they're going to do the big send-off at Dodger Stadium on the 25th. He obviously could do a little thing after the game on the 2nd. But, I mean, I think you could have the big send-off and then also know that when the season does end, to give him a segment after the game is over to kind of tie it all, you know, tie it into a big bow. I mean, I don't think you need to have a, you know, well, this could be my last game, so we're going to do a big thing after the game. I mean, I think you could do the send-off and then have that final moment after the last game is complete, then to have that moment. It seems wrong. And you know, the Dodgers probably won't get there. Who knows? But, I mean, it would seem wrong if they won the World Series during his last year that he not be there to call it. In fact, I would even argue that if they get to the World Series, the Dodgers should put major pressure on him to come back and call the World Series.
Well, the only thing, you know, we're not in a position to know from here in Kentucky. You know, he's 88 years old. Maybe physically he's just worn out. Because I think this year where there's been, you know, all the attention on him and all the goodbyes, my guess is that it's taking a toll on him. So, you know, I, like probably all Dodger fans and probably like many baseball fans, have sort of been in denial all year that we're not going to get to hear Vin Scully call baseball anymore after a certain date. But, you know, that date is rapidly approaching, and I'm okay with him, you know, setting his own deadline. I think he's certainly earned that.
Yeah, it looks the bright side, though. You got Charlie Steiner now.
Yeah, and they've got a really young announcer, Joe Davis, who's really good.
Yeah.
And really good. And, you know, he's in his 20s, so, you know, it'll be interesting, you know, 60 years from now, if he's the next in the line, so to speak, and he was with the Dodgers that long. But, from what little I've heard of him, I really like him.
Yeah, I'm not a big Steiner fan, to be honest with you. I've not heard much of Joe's work. I mean, I've listened to Dodgers.
I love Charlie on SportsCenter. I thought he was a hoot. But yeah, you know, as a play-by-play guy, I mean, he's fine, but he's, I don't think that's his, I don't think that's his necessarily his strongest, the strongest part of his game. Let's put it that way.
I will say, though, and one last thought, and then we'll move on to Kentucky football, but, you know, he's to the Dodgers what, you know, I mean, he's, I mean, I, everyone who's a Dodgers fan, my dad included, my dad used to listen to Dodgers games when Vin Scully. I listened to Dodger games, and here's what's amazing is Vin Scully was named by Dodgers fans as the most memorable member of the Dodgers family in 1976.
When you think about it, I mean, he called Jackie Robinson and Pee Wee Reese and, you know, all the people that are sort of, you know, legendary figures, Duke Snyder. I mean, those were his contemporaries, you know, and those guys, you know, went away as players in the early 60s, and he's been, you know, plugging along till now. It is truly amazing.
It really is. You think about it, even like, you know, when he called World Series, got the Mickey Mantle, and I guess his first year is what, 59, I guess, 50, I guess, no, I guess he was an apprentice, what, in 53, and his first season as the feature voice was 58, so he almost goes back to like Ted Williams and Joe DiMaggio, not quite, but it's just, I mean, it's remarkable.
No, I think his actual first year was like 51 or 52, because he was with the Dodgers for the Bobby Thompson home run. You know, the most famous, you know, radio call of all.
Call by Russ Hodges, who is a UK grad, by the way. Hello?
I'm with you.
Oh, I didn't know if you knew that Russ Hodges went to Kentucky.
I have read that, yes.
Yeah. It's interesting that the vintage voices of baseball all were Southerners. You had, Mel Allen went to Alabama, I think. Of course, Red Barber was a Floridian. And Russ Hodges.
Ernie Harwell was a Southerner.
Well, Atlanta, I think it was. I mean, he's famously been traded for, he was acquired in a trade, I think, wasn't he?
I believe that's right, yeah.
He's also the only baseball announcer that I know that's earned a Grammy. He was a songwriter, too, by the way, early in his day. So, kind of interesting. Mark, I know people want us to get to Kentucky, and you wrote a terrific article breaking down exactly how expensive it would be to buy out Mark Stoops if Kentucky saw to it to go in that particular direction. You know, Mark Stoops has got $12 million, but as you correctly pointed out, that there's assistant coaches that have got guaranteed contracts, too. Not as long a contract, not as expensive, but they add up. And it may be the assistant coaches' contracts that might ultimately prevent Mitch Barnhart from doing that. If it were just Mark Stoops, you could justify the buyout because if you're going poorly, you could effectively save. I mean, I was pointing this out on Jack's show the other night that you know, if you lose 14-15% of your season ticket base next year, like you did this past year, that would almost equal Mark Stoops' salary. But of course, with the assistant coaches, it balloons it up to, you know, another million or so.
Well, if you had to pay, if you fired that staff after this season, and you had to pay everybody's full guarantee, what they're owed by contract, it would be just under $18 million. Now, the assistant coaches, though, they have kind of a mitigating clause. If they take other jobs, then UK, if they took another job at equal pay, UK would not have to pay them after they took that job. If they took another job and it wasn't an equal pay, UK would pay the difference. So the odds that Kentucky would have to pay the full almost $18 million would not seem to be very high, but it would still, you know, conceivably have to pay some. And, you know, you're putting that on top of the $12 million that it would take to buy out the head coach if it gets to that, or if they were to want to do that after this season.
It would be obviously a mess. But, you know, and we also always talk about, you know, the price of not making the decision. You know, you start looking at ticket prices. And, again, if your season ticket base goes down to the 14, 15%, God forbid 20%, plus parking, plus concessions, reduction in merchandise sales over the course of the year, you know, that gets into even bringing it back is going to cost you millions of dollars potentially if things don't get better.
Yeah, I mean, there's costs either way. I mean, the other side of that, though, is with the SEC network and the revenue streams, kind of the modern revenue streams, they're somewhat insulated from ticket sales. If they want to stick with a coach, you know, they probably can afford to do that for a year, and you know, especially if it's a coach they continue to believe in. So, you know, ideally, I think in Mitch Barnhart's perfect world, Kentucky would play better, so that by the end of the year, the buyout is not something people are talking about. But, you know, if that does not happen, it's going to be a really interesting decision to have to make.
Mark, where do you think the Kentucky program is right now, to be honest with you? I mean, I think the fans, at least a good portion of them, have resigned themselves to the fact that it's not going to work out. We've taken phone calls on this program about who Kentucky might go after, you know, the next time they're looking for a coach. The last time I participated in such an exercise was right after a blowout at LSU about 10 years ago, and Rich Brooks turned it around. So you never can tell. I mean, things can happen. But it does seem pretty dire for Mark Stoops and company. And from your perspective, you know, how does Kentucky, if this doesn't work out, how do you see this playing out?
Well, that's a tremendous question. You know, since I've been in Lexington, I've been working at the Herald Leader, there have been two times when it sort of got to this point and the coach pulled it back. You mentioned the one we refer to the most often, which was Rich Brooks in 2006. But, you know, Bill Curry in 93, they had a horrible loss in their third game at Indiana, just got waxed. And people were really upset, and, you know, it was the fourth year, and people, you know, felt like, you know, this just hasn't worked out. And that was the year they, you know, put together a pretty good run, went to South Carolina and won on the Thursday night when Randy Wyatt guaranteed victory, and we came home and beat Ole Miss and LSU and then went to the Peach Bowl. So, you know, it can get to this point, and sometimes the coach is able to pull it back. But I do agree with you that I do think it's sort of gotten to that point. As I pointed out in the column this morning, you throw out the Charlotte game, Kentucky's last four games have just been brutal. You had the deal at Vanderbilt where Kentucky, I don't know any other way to put it. I thought kid coaching cost Kentucky that game. Then you have Louisville where, you know, you blew the big halftime lead. You know, the whole offseason is dedicated to, you know, finish. And that's kind of the theme of the program. And then they come out against Southern Mississippi and do the exact same thing that had happened in the last game the prior year. And then, you know, I thought the most disappointing thing about Florida wasn't that they lost, but I thought Kentucky would go down there and, you know, would be upset about the Southern Mississippi game. And given that they had played Florida so close the two prior years, I thought they would go down there angry and put up a real fight. And it was pretty much completely the opposite. So, you know, that's four, you know, pretty unsatisfying outcomes out of your last five games. And, you know, that's why, you know, I think these next two games, New Mexico State and then South Carolina, I think they're about as close to must wins as you'll ever see.
Mark, a lot of fans have pointed towards the failing of Joker Phillips and Billy Gillespie's hire and so on and so forth as evidence that maybe Mark Stoops is not the guy that should be let go, that maybe Mitch Barnhart's time has come and gone. I don't, as I said on the program last night, given his contract extension, it's always been my impression that Eli Campoluto is very, very happy with Mitch's performance. And of course, presidents look at situations very differently than fans do, you know. I don't think his job is anywhere close to being in jeopardy, but, you know, there's a lot of folks, a lot of boosters that are not happy with Mitch Barnhart. Are those criticisms fair?
Well, I think his record is mixed, and the obvious, some of the major hires that you mentioned, you know, Joker Phillips, who I think was a defensible hire at the time it was made, did not work out. Billy Gillespie, who, you know, again, at the time of the hire, I don't think people regarded that as a slam dunk, but, you know, he was a hot coach at Texas A&M and had done some good things, and given the prestige of Kentucky basketball and how badly that one went, that's probably the worst hire in my lifetime of following Kentucky sports. But the other side of that is, you know, they've probably, these last 5 years, if you're looking at the overall athletics department, it's probably the best it's ever been. You look at, you know, broad-based success in a whole lot of sports and where they finished in the Director's Cup. So, you know, I understand the frustration of the Kentucky football fans. I really do. I mean, they've put so much emotionally into this program, and it's just been, you know, there have been some good moments, but there's been, you know, pretty much one frustration after another. But I'm a little loath to, you know, just completely, you know, unload on this AD for not being able to figure it out, because no other AD's been able to either. It's just, you know, Kentucky's in a very difficult conference, and they're in a conference where their competitors, most of them, have far better in-state recruiting bases than Kentucky has, and it's just a really, it's just a difficult challenge to get the football program to the level that people want it to be.
Mark, I appreciate the time. Thank you, as always.
Thanks, Larry.
All right, that's Mark Story for the columnist for the Lexington Herald. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more in a moment here on Larry Glover Live, presented by Jack Kane Ford. Hi, this is Larry, and I want to tell you about some great deals going on right now at our friends at Redmond's Garden Center. You can get 20% off hydrangeas, azaleas, container trees, and roses, and you still get the Redmond's warranty. Plus, 20% off hanging baskets, combo, and decorative pots, too. Redmond's also has fresh plant material arriving weekly and a great selection of trees and shrubs. You can't beat Redmond's on quality and selection. There's a reason why people drive from all around the region to shop at Redmond's. It's because they're the best garden center around, period. Seeing is believing. So stop by Redmond's Garden Center at 4432 Old Nicholasville Road, or go to their website online at redmondsgarden.com. Folks, be prepared to be impressed. Redmond's Garden Center, where they sell beauty by the yard.
We don't cater to the common. We don't run on a beaten path. Confident that being made from scratch is the only way. Loyal, steady, and proudly unconventional since 1926, our history is inspiration for the future. We have our own crisp, clean taste. For those that share our independent pioneering spirit and are discontent with a common can, we raise an Ale 8, the drink for those who find their own flavor. Prove how great different can be. Share the best of the bluegrass and green glass. Open one yourself. Ale 8.
If your skin could talk, would you listen? Stop tanning and protect your skin from melanoma, the second most common cancer in young women 15 to 29 years old. Learn more at spotskincancer.org. A message from the American Academy of Dermatology.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
Can I tell you what I think makes the insurance industry happiest of all? When so many people refuse to make a claim because they're afraid their rates will increase. It's absolutely crazy. I can tell you this. When I had to file a claim, I did, and my rates didn't go up. And if you're in a one-car accident as a passenger and don't file a claim, no matter who the driver is, the insurance company wins and you lose. Don't fall for this age-old trick. If you really want to save money on your premiums, bid them out every year. I guarantee you then you will save money. The insurance companies don't want you to hear this either. Be smart. Protect your family and your future, not your insurance company. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
Getting a great night's sleep is easier and more affordable than you might think. You don't need a new expensive mattress or sleeping pills. You just need to change your sheets. Hi, I'm Scott Tannen, founder of Boll & Branch. We started Boll & Branch nearly 3 years ago to make the world's most comfortable sheets and to make it possible for everyone to afford to sleep better. What makes Boll & Branch sheets different is that they're meticulously crafted from pure 100% organic cotton. And because we only sell online, we've cut out all of the expensive retail markups. That's why our sheets cost less than half of what you'd pay in the store. Everyone who tries Boll & Branch sheets loves them. That's how we have thousands of five-star reviews. The New York Times and Wall Street Journal have written about us, and even three U.S. presidents have Boll & Branch sheets. We guarantee you'll love them, too. That's why we let you sleep on our sheets for 30 nights. If you don't, return them and get your money back. Plus, if you go to BollandBranch.com today, we'll give you $50 off your first set of sheets when you use promo code SLEEP. That's $50 off right now at BollandBranch.com. Spelled B-O-L-L and Branch.com. Promo code SLEEP. That's BollandBranch.com. Promo code SLEEP.
You're listening to Larry Glover Live right here on Sports Central 590 WVLK. All right. right, welcome back to our program. Let's go to Mark next up. Mark, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Larry. A nice show as always. And
thank
wasn't
you.
As brutal as I thought it'd be. And I thought today that with the season predictions, I thought Gabe and I are already out of the contest at 7-5. But
yep.
I thought, wait a minute, we still got a tiebreaker here. I thought, that could be a contest in and of itself. Or maybe I think Allied Sports is in on this. And I thought maybe for a UK keychain and a consolation prize for who gets the closest on the tiebreaker. My 309, Gabe's 324. I think I'm 2 touchdowns and a conversion behind him, and so far they're averaging 21 points. Before I forget to ask, how do you choose a tiebreaker between, say, a 322 and a 320 where it ends up 321?
Well, I tell you I probably would just flip a coin at that point. I don't know that it'll be... It's you're talking about, fractions there. So I think I'd probably just flip a coin.
Okay. Well, Larry, one thing, I just looked up some numbers, and you'll never know what you get with these rosters. There weren't even fractions in heights. But for what it's worth, before your show started tonight, I was going through the rosters of the height of Alabama's team versus UK's team, and that's from the rosters given for the season. And Kentucky's at an average in inches 74.3, Alabama 74.2. And what got me interested in looking up the safety's height and weight for the only juniors and seniors and no red shirts for Florida in Kentucky is seeing highlights of that New England versus Arizona game where Blount, at 250-pound fullback, kind of stood up a 212-pound safety. So,
Mark, I hate to cut you short, brother. I got to run. I mean, my show's over in 10 seconds, so I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Sorry to Eric for not getting to you. Call me back, Eric. I'll get you on first tomorrow as soon as you call in. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night beginning at 6 on Larry Glover Live.
Sports in Fayette Mall is locally owned and proud of it since 1972, carrying more of the genuine Big Blue apparel, shorts, tees, jerseys, and hats UK fans want most. Check us out at allsportslex.com. Allsportslex.com. All Sports in Fayette Mall.
So, what is love?
Love is being independent.
Love is dancing.
A Shriners Hospital for Children.
Love is a new smile.
At Shriners Hospitals for Children, love is caring for a child regardless of the family's ability to pay. If you know a child we can help, visit ShrinersHospitalsForChildren.org.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/talk. That's ZipRecruiter.com/talk. ZipRecruiter.com/talk.
News Talk 590.
Cumulus Station. It's 8 o'clock.
ISIS arrests, sending a message to North Korea. I'm Ann Cates. A suspected ISIS sleeper cell has been caught in Germany. Correspondent Jim Sciutto.
Special forces raiding this refugee shelter in northern Germany, arresting 3 Syrian nationals whom they believe are connected to November's deadly terror attacks in Paris that killed 130 people.
The U.S. is showing its military might to North Korea, flying warplanes just below the border. Correspondent Brian Todd.
Experts say North Korean military commanders take notice when American forces engage in these flyovers.
The North Koreans were devastated in the Korean War by American air power. Devastated. That's why they've built miles of tunnels, why so much of their military capability is hidden underground. They're scared to death of the U.S. Air Force and Navy and bombing.
A major sell-off today on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 258 points. That is a drop of 1.5%. The S&P 500 closed down 32. The NASDAQ off by 57. I'm Ann Cates. Hillary Clinton will resume campaigning on Thursday with President Obama stumping on her behalf in Philadelphia following a report that shows the median income in the U.S. has jumped more than 5%. Correspondent Bob Costantini.
In Iowa, Donald Trump was not buying the good economic news.
One in five American households do not have a single member in the labor force.
Here in Philadelphia, the president lumped all Republicans in with Trump.
They're just fanning resentment and blame and anger and hate. And that is not the America we know.
His conclusion?
The time has come for me to pass the baton on, but I know that Hillary is going to take it, and she's going to run that race, and she will finish that race.
The president's appearance here comes as the Real Clear Politics average of statewide polls shows Hillary Clinton up over Donald Trump in the Keystone State by 6%. Bob Costantini, Philadelphia.
Trump is in suburban Philadelphia tonight unveiling his child care proposals. I'm Ann Cates.
From the Auto Plaza USA studios, this is News Talk 590 WVLK.
And I'm Roger Meadows. For News Talk 590 WVLK, here's what's happening. For the second time, a Lexington home for people with a handicap has had their lawnmower stolen. Last Thursday evening, two criminals were caught on surveillance video pulling a lawnmower out of their car and wheeling the nonprofit's lawnmower towards it. That's when staff say they felt something was up. They spoke with Patricia Mowry, who lives at the Bob Brown house. She said she had no idea what was going on until the two were gone. They ended up taking their lawnmower and the mower from the Bob Brown house. This was the second time their mower had been taken. If anyone has any information that could lead police to these two men, please call Lexington Police. A suspect wanted in connection with an armed robbery of a sporting goods store has been identified. Investigators say that they have obtained a warrant for Devarius D. Jones, 22, of Lexington. They say that the warrant is for robbery first degree. On Thursday, officers responded to Hibbett Sports on Winchester Road in response to a robbery. Two men with handguns demanded money from the store and stole cash from the registers. The investigation is ongoing. Anyone with any information about the case is asked to contact police. Information can also be sent anonymously through Bluegrass Crime Stoppers. A man has been arrested after the robbery of a Rite Aid store. According to police, Michael Cotton robbed the Winchester Road location of the store and fled with pills and cash. He was quickly captured a few moments later. Cotton has been lodged in the Fayette County Detention Center and is facing a robbery charge. For News Talk 590 WVLK, I'm Roger Meadows.
Wrapping up another warm and summer-like day with just a little bit more humidity compared to where we've been. A few clouds overnight tonight, but we'll be back into the mid-60s and humid throughout Wednesday. A little bit of a change, a cold front coming in. It's going to usher in a few showers and thunderstorms. Very hit and miss. Not everybody will hit. In fact, some will stay dry. Mid-80s by the afternoon of Wednesday. Overnight into Thursday, low 60s. Once again, a few clouds overhead. We'll get some drier air in place on Thursday. And expect the low 80s. Into Friday, low 60s starts the day out. We'll be in the mid-80s by the afternoon with another slight chance for scattered showers and thunderstorms. I'm meteorologist Seth Phillips with your three-day forecast on News Talk 590 WVLK.
Seaworth Superstore Restaurant Equipment and Supplies. Make your purchasing dollars go farther with our wholesale pricing, whether you need a case or just one.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now 1-800-900-6125. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant, too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-900-6125. Again, that's 1-800-900-6125.
Hello, News Talk listener. I have a special offer for you from American Pool and Spa. How would you like to be sitting in the warm, relaxing, and highly beneficial swirling waters of your own hot spring spa? During the factory rebate sales event, September 9th through the 19th, you will receive a $1,000 instant rebate on all High Life Collection spas. That's big savings on the world's best-selling hot tub, and it's instant. Hurry into American Pool and Spa on the Eastern Bypass next to Kohl's in Richmond. Offer ends September 19th. Terms and conditions apply. See dealer for details.
News Talk 590 WVLK.
A hidden bunker somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building. We've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, everybody. Mark Levin here. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. Lots going on. Iran threatening to shoot down our spy planes in international air. Iran threatening our ships at sea. Iran has apparently kidnapped so many Americans, Iranian Americans. The State Department doesn't know how many. And we can delve into this a little bit later. And there's other things I want to delve in. But first of all, I want to ask you a question. Do you think the federal government should pay for 6 weeks maternity leave? Isn't this something that Democrats have been pressing for years? In other words, do you think you should pay for 6 weeks maternity leave? Do we not have enough entitlements? Is the debt not big enough? Is the government not big enough? Is the government not involved enough in our families and so forth? This is from The Hill, but it's published elsewhere as well. Donald Trump will call for 6 weeks of paid maternity leave for new mothers in a policy address he's going to give tonight, breaking with GOP orthodoxy. I don't know that it breaks with GOP orthodoxy, but whatever orthodoxy, this is unaffordable. The GOP presidential nominee will outline the policy as part of a speech sketching out his child care plans as Trump reaches out to female voters. You notice how Republicans always have to use government like liberals to reach out to this voter or that voter? Trump is a liberal. And I've told you this before. Even though he has some conservative positions, he's not a conservative. Well, Mark, you're going to vote for him because he's not a Marxist. Now, that said, I'm going to continue to criticize him because, first and foremost, I'm a conservative. Those of you who listen to this program, it's not complicated. Those who don't just pop in every now and then, well, it's complicated for them, but that's their problem. Our plan creates a bipartisan solution to the issue of maternity leave, a Trump aide said on Tuesday, campaign call with reporters. Our campaign is about getting things done for the American people. And we believe we've found a solution on paid maternity leave that could get very broad bipartisan support and be completely self-financing. Now, you watch all these pseudo-conservative radio hosts and TV hosts and websites slobber all over this, fall all over themselves to tell you how this isn't a sellout. You watch. The campaign said new mothers will receive unemployment benefits for 6 weeks, paid for by eliminating fraud in unemployment insurance, describing the maternity leave as a safety net for new mothers. Yeah, all liberals speak. All phony liberals speak for creating a new government program pandering to a constituency base. Trump has struggled to win over female voters, writes Ben Camisar at The Hill, including the bloc of married women that have long backed the Republican Party. Republicans have not embraced calls from Democrats for paid leave. Democratic efforts to mandate paid sick leave or maternity leave fizzled out last year with little bipartisan support. Trump's speech tonight in Pennsylvania will be devoted to a deeper explanation of his child care plan, which has been crafted with significant input by Trump's daughter, Ivanka. Now, Ivanka has been a liberal Democrat most of her life. The event is closed to the public, so it won't have the raucous feel of a typical Trump rally, says the writer. The more reserved ambiance comes as the campaign looks to display a more serious tone. The planned centerpiece has already been announced, rewriting the tax code to allow families to deduct child care expenses. The campaign is fleshing out more details ahead of Trump's speech. The total cost will be capped at the average child care cost in each state, while the highest earning Americans, individuals making $250,000 per year, or households with a combined $500,000 per year in income, won't be eligible. Now let me talk about this in part, because this is relevant too. I don't care if people who actually pay taxes get a credit or a deduction, but what about people who don't pay taxes? Also included in the speech, additional spending rebates. Listen to this. Rebates through the earned income tax credit, expanded deduction opportunities for stay-at-home parents, and revised federal savings accounts to set aside funds